insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ افْتَرَاهُ وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ
And those who disbelieve say, This Quran is not except a falsehood he invented, and another people assisted him in it. But they have committed an injustice and a lie.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the fourth verse of the chapter. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ افْتَرَهُ And those who disbelieve say, This is nothing but a lie which he has forged. وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ And other people have helped him at it. فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا So indeed, they have done injustice and a falsehood. In the previous program, we said that this noble verse is about the pagans' pretext-seeking against the call of the Prophet ﷺ. They tried not to shoulder the truth, and since it has happened throughout the course of history that there have been many people deciding to be against the divine leaders, they first tried to accuse the Holy Prophet with falsehood and calumny. There were two things remaining to be discussed. First, the meaning of the word ifk and also the word zur. The Arabic word ifk means lie. In hadha illa ifkun iftara. This Quran is nothing but a lie. And also, where the Holy Quran says, فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا The word zur means a false word. In all of the Quran, only here the words ظلم and زور have come together. Because pagans prevented others from being guided by means of a false accusation of the Prophet and belying the heavenly book, it seems one important reason why these two words have been used together in this verse. Anyway, the disbelievers try to persuade their people that this is only a liar. He is forging some lies with the help of the others.
But in their answer here, the Holy Quran says only one sentence, فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا. So indeed, they have done injustice and uttered a falsehood.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
It is dhulm, it is a wrong action, because they, as well as some of the people of the book, accused a trustworthy, veracious and pure man such as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam of giving a false impression of Allah. And they did wrong actions towards themselves and also towards their own people. So it is false. It is invalid. Because the words were completely baseless and the Prophet ﷺ had repeatedly called them to present some verses and surahs like the surahs and chapters of the Holy Quran. And confronting this challenge of the Quran, they were somehow unable to achieve it. And presenting verses and surahs to be brought the like of continues even today. This shows that these verses are not the product of man's mind, because if it were so, they could also present such verses with the help of the Jews and also the other people of the book. So their inability to do so is the very reason of their lie, and their lie is the very reason of their iniquity. So the short sentence saying, فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا, so indeed they have done injustice and uttered a falsehood, is a clear and expressive answer to their groundless claims. And one last point regarding the word zur is that this word is in fact derived from a word that means the upper part of the chest. And then, afterwards, it was applied to whatever that inclines from the middle. And because the lie deviates from the truth, and somehow it inclines towards falsehood, it is called zur. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We are done with the fourth verse. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.